Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
welcome back to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Jean-Souf Arif, and tonight is family night, as you know, if you've been studying with us for a while. It's not that we don't study the Most High. We give praises to the Most High and bless His holy name, as everyone should give thanksgiving and praises to the Most High at the end of our study sessions. But these study sessions are designed to give you, a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to understand the dynamics of the relationship with Him, how that relationship ought to develop and carry out, how it should express itself, and a constructive relationship that you must maintain. Not by chance and I happen to sin, but by study and know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, based upon being instructed by the Most High through His Word, which should be your footsteps, your pathway that you follow the Most High Word, not only in words, but in actions. Also, your actions must bring forth, should develop. You should see some indication of your studies, how you are developing. It's not going to be an overnight process. It's going to be an ongoing process. And so you won't graduate from the Real Talk for Real People show. It doesn't stop, as we said, Cartier and I, till the casket drops. So if you're looking for to get into a study session, you think you completed your studies, you're only fooling yourself. You never complete your studies. And it is to be going over again and again and again. There should be some redundancy in your studies where you go over again. So you can become quite proficient in your studies and being able to express these studies and being able to apply these studies in your life. Now, as far as the relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov is concerned, And also, every other relationship is predicated upon the relationship with Yah. So it's important that you get this right, because if not, you will see forth in your other relationship how they are. But they're not up to standard, so to speak. And as you can see, if you look at about where you're living at, look about us, how we act with our families, how we act with our friends, how do we act with just total strangers, brothers and sisters that you don't know anything about? And I'm going to talk about that in regards to the young fellow and the shooting. Because if you don't have that first relationship down pat, you will go to a schoolhouse and you will shoot up somebody. Yeah, you will. And you will act in a violent and an angry manner. You will act in a manner totally out of control. And think it is justified, because you're being socially engineered and conditioned to do this. You're being educated, but educated in the wrong manner, where you're not handling your problems with reason. You elect to handle your problems with violence and anger, as I said about the young fellow. I get into that much more when I do my commentaries. But as I said, if you don't get this relationship down packed with Yah, everything else is going to be either toxic, terroristic, and trashy. Toxic, terroristic, and are trashy. All your relationships. Before we get started, as you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. Internationally speaking, it has been found out that Zambia has confirmed it owes China to the tune of $6 billion. I tell you what, China is doing the very same thing that the Europeans did a long time ago, and still doing, by that way. And they're trying to get a toehold in the motherland so they can do their thing and get over, take advantage of the raw material, and so on and so forth. So be careful who you take money from, Zambia or anyone else in the motherland, because it's going to cost you. Also, I told you about relationships, right? How you don't get the relationship right with Yah, every other relationship either going to be toxic, trashy, or terroristic. Case in point, the young 18-year-old fellow that went up in the schoolhouse in Texas. It's a classic example of what I'm talking about. Because under Yah's mandate, there's certain things you can do and certain things you can't do. And one of the things you can't do is going up in the schoolhouse and shooting people randomly just because you're mad about something. You got whooped about something in school. Instead of informing the police, informing your and I don't know where the parents were. I mean, from what I saw, they were living in a very fashionable neighborhood. They had money. The young fella drove a Charger. So all these young fellas and these young sisters want to be gangsters. I don't get that. I mean, if you got means and opportunity, take full advantage of means and opportunity and reason. I mean, talk to your parents. Talk to the officials at school. But as I said, if you don't get the first relationship right with Yah, everything else is going to be either toxic, terroristic, or trashy. And that's the way we treated each other, unfortunately. And it's sad. It's a sad statement of affairs because we can do better. But the only way you can do better is that you know better. And the only way you know better is that you study better. And you study the word of Yah. And it's just that simple. We make everything hard. We want to follow every fad, every fashion. We want to be gangsters and gangsterettes. Even the songs that they're putting out now. You know, when rap came out, you know, they talked about something constructive and positive. And they even, it was humorous. But this rap now, this rap is all about, I'm going to kill somebody. Tat, 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 tat. And I want you and your best friend too. And I take the dog and the pink tutu. Come on now. See, you're educating people the wrong way. And you're educating our youth in the wrong way that they feel justified by listening to some of this rap music. And I don't call it music, by the way. I call it rap noise. Because that's all it is, rap noise. It's not, anything that's not constructive and a positive and leading people in the right direction is a bunch of noise. You know how old folks say, hey, boy, turn that noise down. Well, that's the way I feel about it. Turn that noise down because it's basically, that's what it all is, all about noise. You're talking about prostituting our women. You're talking about killing people in the community. And most often, women and children are in the line of fire, and grandma and grandpa. And you miss Ray Ray and Poo Poo who you're shooting at. So, as I said, if you don't get the first relationship right, every other relationship going to be toxic, trashy, and a terroristic. You don't know how to treat the women folk. The women folk don't know how to treat the men folk. And nobody know how to treat the children, and the children don't know how to treat nobody right. But we can do better than that. And the only way you can do better than that is because of the fact you study and you apply these studies that we share with you, Cartier and I, on the Real Talk. Now, you ain't even got to come with us to study. Just open up, study yourself. Don't be doing a jump around like they tell you, going from verse to other books and so on and so forth. Take one book. Study it in its entirety. Get some understanding. If you don't have no understanding, call us on the Real Talk, Real People Show. We have to get some understanding, what you study. And then once you've got that, then apply that. And then you will see your relationships begin to evolve. But as I said, you must get the first relationship right, the one with Yah. If you don't get Yah and that relationship right, everything else is going to be a hot mess. And that's about the gist of it. Okay? All right. Well, let me bring my dear brother and friend on from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I appreciate that. And to you and your family during these trying times, okay?
Praise Yah. Thank you.
Praise Yah.
Yeah. Spoke about relationships with Yah and how people go left and right. And in our study, we're seeing that. You know, our fathers had an opportunity to have a good relationship with Yah, but they leaned upon their own understanding. And you said actions speak louder than words in relationship with Yah. Because Yah ain't looking at your words, you're looking at your actions. If your actions ain't right, you're going to feel the consequences of those actions, not your words. And maybe your words too sometimes. But China playing that game on African nations that the Western powers do. Give them a loan that they can't pay back and then take possession of the resources that you really wanted.
Exactly.
And that's so unfortunate because that's sheer, straight out state robbery, robbing a whole nation.
And they have good raw material, Carter Hill and fellow students. I mean, if they developed their own raw material, they would be much more advantageous for them. But
and
they
don't
have
somebody to help them develop their natural resources.
Exactly. They just want to rape it. They've been raping it for centuries. And China wants to join forces with the raping.
But you try that in China, see what happens.
You better believe it. They'll beat the black off of you. I've seen some YouTubes of people from African country. They didn't want in the restaurants, all this kind of stuff, you know. But they can go over there. It's a whole different ball game. They try to run something.
That's why Yah is the judge of all nations, and he's going to judge the people according to their ways. But he's talking about the 18-year-old. I thought he was 13 in Texas shooting people up.
Yeah, he was 18.
Yeah, people were bullying him, and he came back with a gun.
Right.
But like you said, he lived in a middle-class neighborhood, driving around in a Charger, and it reminded me of the Bloods and the Crips, who come from middle-class income families in California. I thought they lived in the ghetto, but Compton is middle class. Doctors, lawyers, teachers, principals, and these are their children, but they want to be Bloods and Crips.
Right.
And in the rap music or the rap noise that you're saying that they put out right now, James Brown had a record. He said, talking loud ain't saying nothing.
Amen to that, brother.
And I saw rap is today. You're talking loud, you ain't really saying nothing. That's going to be beneficial to our young people. That's helping to uplift them, to bring them a conscious mind. Matter of fact, it's just the opposite. Just the opposite.
Exactly. And we can do better if we want to do better. We don't have to do that.
We've
choose
better.
To do better. Right. And just like you said, Cartrell, their young fellow stayed in a very affluent neighborhood. And him and his sister and his mother and father, and it didn't have to go down that way, but he chose that course, I mean, that course of action.
He was reminiscing about, you know, how he was growing up.
Right.
The fights we had. Person you fought, wind up becoming your best friend.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened to those codes on the street.
Right. Either you were civil after that. You might not have been friends in some cases. Some cases you were. But you were civil. I mean, you took the licking like a Timex watch and kept on ticking. But now they want to rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's all they say in them rap Noah song. You know, I'm a rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Come on, man. That's all you're going to do for the community? Come on, stop it. Stop it.
And you're just a coward out of control.
Exactly.
You're just using a gun as a substitute for your manhood.
Right.
It's easy to pull a trigger. Anybody can pull a trigger.
Exactly.
Well, are you really a man?
For all intents and purposes, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Men, by definition, the name means to manage. A man, by definition, means to manage.
And what is he managing? He's managing his own affairs, right?
Right. And he
has the ability to help manage other people's affairs.
Right. But these young brothers and sisters are not managing anything, and they're totally out of control, and it don't have to be that way. All right, Cadre, if you're done with your commentary, I am, and we'll move right along into our study sessions.
Yes, sir.
May the Most High bless us and bless each of you, and let him lead us to understanding in these studies, okay? Not your understanding, Yom Suf's understanding, a Cartrail. May he lead us to his understanding of these studies. All right, fellow students, chapter 9. You know, I started out yesterday by accident because I made a mistake, but we're going to go right back over it again. But it's some good information in here about relationships. On the 24th day of this month, the Israelites assembled fasting in sackcloth and wore earth upon them. Those of the stock of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners. Now, so we can't be doing what they're doing, so we got to separate ourselves. And stood, and what did they do? They took action. They stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. Not only their own sins, but their iniquity of their fathers, as we must do also, in order to get that connection. You just can't confess about your own shortcomings, but you must confess about the shortcoming of our fathers and our forefathers. Okay.
And where did they get that from? The fact that they studied Leviticus 26 in the Book of Moses and Deuteronomy 30.
Right.
They knew exactly what to do.
Right.
Because they were being read by Ezra and Nehemiah. The books of Moses.
Right. So now they didn't come up with their own plan. They followed the plan. So you can't come up with your own plan with Yah. You have to follow the plan in order to make the connection. And they stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers, standing in place. They read from the scroll of the teaching of Yah their Elohim for 1/4 of the day. I mean, they were serious about studying, man. I mean, they were serious about knowing what Yah said. They were serious about making that connection. And they studied 1/4 of the day. And for another fourth, they confessed and prostrated themselves before Yah their Elohim. We ain't got time to confess iniquities 1 minute. They made confessions for 1/4 of the day. Go ahead, Cadre.
We just read where they were in the midst of Sukkot and celebrating. And every day they were celebrating, they was being read from what time? The break of dawn to 12?
Exactly.
And after that, the 8 days, they had to have a solemn assembly.
Right.
And then they went home to their town.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're seeing here again, they're gathering again on the 24th day. This is not a holy day. They're gathering of their own volition, of their own accord, based on the fact of what they had learned and how far off they were from doing the laws that the Most High gave to the nation of Israel. So a lot of people say that we did the law while we were in captivity. If you read Nehemiah and Ezra, you'll know that that's so far from the truth that you should stop saying it.
Right, because they didn't follow the commandments of Yah in captivity. Okay? And they were totally confused about everything. But here's the thing, Cartrell. These brothers and sisters seem to have the right heart. And you said it's surprising that it came back on the 24th of the month. But here's what Yah says. The right heart thirst after righteousness, meaning thirst after what Yah says. So they were thirsty. They want to be sated by the word of Yah. They didn't want to be sated by the Levitical priest and so on and so forth. They wanted to hear what Yah had to say on the matter. And they were thirsting that. They came back, as you alluded to, on the 24th. And so,
and not only did they want to hear it, They wanted to take action because we've seen the steps because it's being laid out, the steps that they took. They fasted.
Exactly.
They put sackcloth on. They threw dirt on their head. That's humility.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the noble families that we read about yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, for 1/4 of the day, and for another 4th, they confessed and prostrated themselves before Yah, their Elohim.
So
on the raised, on the raised, on the raised platform of the Levites stood Yasuo, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebania, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, Shanani, and they cried in a loud voice to Yah, their Elohim. The Levite Jasuel, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabiniah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Patahiah said, here's what they said. Y'all raise, stand up. Bless Yah, your Elohim, who is from eternity to eternity. Whether you like it or not, whether you're in captivity or whether you're back home.
And the first brother you mentioned, Yeshua,
exactly.
That's Jesus. His name is Jesus.
I know. And it's good that you pointed that out.
Because there were many Jesuses before the one they talk about in the New Testament.
Oh, that's quite right. And I'm glad you pointed it out. And he says, in reference to Yah, and we should say the very same thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to concur with this in my praise to Yah today and bless his holy name. And I'm going to concur, and I'm going to say this. You know, we give praise to Yah, and I'm going to give praise and thanksgiving to Yah for everything I am, everything I hope to be, and being the man that he would have me to be. So I'm going to give my thanksgiving and blessings to Yah, too. I'm going to use these very words that they use. Bless your glorious name. Be blessed.
Actually, before you go on, Yasu, this is the prayer that these men and women composed that is in alignment with Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 30. You say, when you bethink yourself, you got to confess your sins and the sins of your fathers. And they made this prayer right here. This prayer, when Imam Ador talks about we need to go out and repent and we need to confess the sins of our fathers and our sin, this is the prayer that they composed. This is the longest prayer in the Old Testament.
Okay, well, I'm going to utilize it today on a Real Talk for Real People show. I'm going to confess my iniquities just like King David. King David said, my iniquities are numerous as the hairs on my head, and they certainly are, brothers and sisters. I make full confession, and my forefathers and their forefathers, and before that time, I'm going to make complete confession of my shortcomings, and I have many. That's why I said, don't follow Yom Suf across the street. You may get run over, but you can't go wrong with Yah. So I make full acknowledgement of my iniquities like King David, and I said, and like King David said, I'm lower than a worm. I'm just like King David. I'm lower than a worm. Ain't nothing special about Yom Suf Arif. Okay? So I'm making that full confession. I'm making an acknowledgement of my father, his father, his father, his father, to the very beginning. The very beginning when the Most High made connection with us in Mizraim. So I'm making full confession. Now, say it again.
The thing is,
yes,
we're supposed to do this as a nation.
Well,
like one
I can't speak for everybody else. I hope those on the show, this Hebrew Israelite, I hope they're doing the very same thing as I'm doing. You know, I wish we would as a whole nation, but I only can do my part. So I'm doing my part, and I hope you're doing your part, and I hope the fellow students are doing their part right along with me. Okay, wherever you're from, because we got international students too. So I hope everybody is facing Jerusalem with their hand up raised and they're making confessions. And as King Darwin did, and King Darwin said, my iniquities are numerous as the hairs on my head. And that is so reflective of Yom Suf Arit. I can't speak for nobody else. I hope everybody else joined in this. But I can only speak for Yom Suf Arit and my lineage.
And that's so unfortunate, our condition, because we see here, they wasn't speaking individually.
Right.
Yeshua, Unui, Kadmiel, Shabadia, Boni, Sarabaya, Bani, Kanani, and all the rest of them brothers, they was praying for the whole nation, we as a people.
So that's what they doing.
We tripped up, and we can't see as one as we did when we came out of captivity under these premises right here. So we hope to get to this point where we're at one accord, and all of our people are saying this prayer in one accord.
We're going to just start it off so maybe folks come along with us one of these days. We can only do our part. We can't stop doing it. The work must go on. And so you can't stop confessing your iniquities. So I love for all of us to be on one accord. But I can do my part for the nation. You know, I'm going to just do my part. And I hope the fellow students out there are joining right along with me, making full confessions and the knowledge about their forefathers and doing this for the nation's sake. And not just for Yom Suf's sake, but for your sake and for this nation's sake. So I hope everybody's joining on accord. But we can't just stop doing nothing, bro. So we got to keep doing what we do. And you got to keep doing what you do, fellow students out there. So I hope you join along with us in these confessions and these prayers. We just got to do our part. So he said, make your glorious name to be blessed, exalted, though it is above every blessing and praise. You alone are Yah. I hope y'all reading this right along with me and praying right along with me with this. You alone are Yah. You made the heavens, the highest heavens, and all their host, the earth and everything upon it, the seas and everything in them. You keep them alive, and the hosts of heaven prostrate themselves before you. All the hosts of heaven prostrate themselves before you. You are Yah Elohim who chose Abram, who brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and changed his name to Abraham, finding his heart true. You made a contract with him to give the land of Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, to give it to his descendants. And you kept your word, unfortunately, Most High, we didn't. For you are righteous. Your word ain't gonna never change, although we did. You took note of our father's affliction and misery and heard their cry at the Sea of Reeds. You performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, all of his servants, and all of the people of his land. For you knew that they acted presumptuously toward them, our forefathers and mothers. You made a name for yourself that endures to this day, even as I speak, even as I pray. If you split the sea before them, they passed through the sea on dry land. But you threw their pursuers into the depths, like a stone into the raging waters. But you led them by day with a pillar of cloud, and by night with a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way they were to go. You came down off Mount Sinai and spoke to them from heaven. You gave them right rules, and we have right rules in codification. Not your rules, not my rules, but we have right rules and true teachings, good laws and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath, and you ordained for them laws, commandments, and teachings through Moses, your servant. You gave them bread from heaven when they were hungry, and produced water from a rock when they were thirsty. You told them to go and possess the land that you swore to give them. But they, our fathers, act presumptuously, as we still do, Yah, stiffen their neck and did not obey your commandments, as some of us still do, refusing to obey, unmindful of your wonders that you did for them. They stiffen their necks, as we still do, some of us, and in their defense, resolve to return to, they wanted to go back to slavery, Yah, just like now. They want to stay in America. They want to stay in Brazil. They want to stay in the UK. They don't want to leave. They want to go back into slavery. And this is a form of slavery, Yah. But you, being a forgiving Elohim, gracious and compassionate, and yes, he is, amen, long-suffering and abounding in faithfulness, did not abandon them as you have not abandoned us. Even though they made themselves a molded calf, and we still making molded calf, we got crosses and everything else, the Most High, and said, this is your Elohim who brought you out of misery. They had made up gods, even today, Most High, as we pray. We still the same way. We ain't changed. Thus committing great impieties, you in your abundant compassion did not abandon them in the wilderness, although they did what they did, although we are doing what we're doing. The pillar of cloud did not depart from them to lead them on the way by day, nor the pillar of fire by night to give them light in the way they were to go. You endowed them with your good spirit to instruct them. You did not hold your manna from their mouths. You gave them water when they were thirsty. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness so they lacked nothing. And here's the beautiful part I like about this, y'all. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swear. They didn't have to go to Kmart. They didn't have to go to Target. They didn't have to go to Sears. They didn't have to go to no store. You kept everything like everything. You kept everything new. And it's beautiful. You gave them kingdoms and peoples and allotted them territories. They took possession of the land of Sheol, the land of the king of Heshbon, the land of Or, king of Bashan. You made their children as numerous as the stars of heaven. You and brought them to the land which you told their fathers, our fathers, to go and possess. The sons came, took possession of the land. You subdued the Canaanites, not by voting, not by marching Black Lives Matter, not by the feminist movement, not by the gay rights movement. Yeah, a lot of folks still don't get it. You subdued the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land before them. You delivered them into their power, both their kings and the people of the land, to do with them as they please. They captured fortified cities and rich lands. They took possession of houses filled with every good thing, of hewn cisterns, vineyards, olive trees, fruit trees in abundance. They didn't even have to build their houses. They ate. They were filled. They grew fat. They luxuriated in their great bounty. They started taking you for granted, y'all, as we do today. Then defying you, they rebel. They cast your teaching behind their back. They don't want to study the word of Yah today, even today. They said Katriel and Yom Suf are reap just old niggas. They don't know what they're talking about. We got new things going on. Scientists tell us what to do. The law show us the way. A charismatic leader show us the way, Yah. These churches on every street corner show us the way, Yah. That's what they say, Yah. But it ain't true. Because after 402 years, we're still in the same boat we in when we got here. Because we don't plug into you, Yah, and we don't allow you to lead. We don't follow your teachers. That's our problem. We don't know where our strength lies, Yah. That's our problem. We think it's in every other organization. And Yah, you ain't an organization. You are a creator. You make things happen. But we don't want to hear that, Yah. We want some newfangled thing.
Yes, Jesus is the new golden calf.
You better believe it. Our enemies gave it to us, Yah. But that's all right. The Roman Catholics gave it to us, Yah. And Martin Luther, when he nailed his excerpts on the wall of the Roman Catholic Church, said, I don't want to be a Roman Catholic anymore. I want to be a Lutheran. And every other derivative came from that, which came from Constantine, a Roman emperor. Same folk that run up us out of there. Oh, that's okay. We're going to bow down to this gold calf. Now, it helps them, but it don't do very much good for us. But we got to love it. No, Yah. Yom Suf Arif ain't going that route. Cottrell ain't going that route. Abiyah ain't going that route. And I suspect that a lot of students that are studying with us is not going to go that route. We're not going to bow down before the golden calf. Ain't no solution for us in the golden calf. It wasn't then and it ain't now. All praises to Yah. So let me continue in this prayer. Then defy you, they rebel. They cast your teaching behind their back. They killed your prophets as they talk about Yom Suf Arif and Katria. We're not prophets. We're just spokespersons. But we understand. These were prophets. We're just spokespersons who admonished them to turn their back. Yes, go ahead.
That word prophets is plural, right?
Yeah, numerous.
So there's more than one prophet that you have to listen to.
Yeah, listen to all of them, bro. You can't pick and choose.
That's
you can't
right.
pick and choose. I don't like Nehemiah. I don't like Ezra. I don't like Jeremiah. No, you don't pick and choose. Yah sent the people he wanted to send, and that's dead on that. You don't pick and choose. Yah put his word in those prophets' mouth. You don't pick and choose. That's why we study everything that Yah says. We don't jump around. We start a book, we finish a book. We want to hear what this prophet said. And then we try to make application. We try to get understanding and make application. We don't pick and choose. They killed your prophets who admonished them. And what were these prophets doing? They were just trying to make them get some get right. And admonishing them to turn back to you. They committed great impieties. You delivered them into the power of the adversary. See, oh, wait just a minute. Stop the press. Why are we scattered universally? Why some of us are in this Western Hemisphere, these United States of America? Why some of us are in Brazil? Why some of us in Haiti? Why some of us in the UK? And I'm everywhere in the world we're at. We're scattered out. Because you put us in this position. And that means only you can get us out of this position. You put us in this spot, and only you can get us out of this spot. Our founding fathers knew so. We don't know nothing because we don't study nothing. Our founding fathers knew what got them in the situation they found themselves in. It ain't no matter Black Lives Matter. Ain't no matter gay rights movement. Ain't no matter feminist movement. Ain't no matter voting blocks that you put on going to get you out of this situation. The only thing that can get you out of this situation is the one that puts you in this situation. You got to plug in, get right, do right, be right, love on one another, encourage one another, support one another, pick up one another, not be shooting each other and so on and so forth, not be prostituting our women and so on and so forth. It takes a universal effort, a unified effort. As Cottrell alluded to the fact, Yam Suk can't do it on his own. Cottrell can't do it on his own. It takes all of us together. All of us hold a piece of the puzzle together. That's why I don't get into these many splintered groups. I'm trying to do unified effort. That's why I said, go to the site. Y'all will gather us together. Did I do it right this time, Cottrell? Y'all will gather us together. Did I do it right? Is that the site?
Y'all will gather.
Go to that site. Study what unification is, what it's all about. We ain't no organization. We are part of a nation. Ain't no organization going to get you out of nothing. Being part of a nation and being unified in your efforts going to get you out of everything, going to get you plugged into y'all. So go to that site. Check it out. Let me continue.
Yeah, nation building time. We're a nation. We're not an organization or congregation. We're a nation.
Exactly.
We're reading about the nation that y'all is talking about that he scattered.
Exactly. So you deliver them into the power of their adversaries, who oppress them. And what we have we got here in this Western Hemisphere? Time of trouble. They cried out to you. What we got to do? See, they knew it. They didn't cry out for a vote. They didn't cry for Black Lives Matter. They didn't cry for Hands Up, Don't Shoot Me. They didn't cry for the gay rights movement. They didn't cry for the feminist movement. They cried out to Yah. We need to cry out to Yah. That is our only solution going to get us out of these situations that we find ourselves in, universally speaking.
You sound like Emma Hadora.
Oh, but it's true, my brother. She's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's true.
Oh, yeah.
You in heaven heard them, and in your abundant compassion, which you have, gave them saviors who saved them from the power of their adversaries. But when they had relief, they did what was evil in your sight. See, he gave the savior to judges. I gave you judgment. I gave you Samson. I gave you Deborah. I gave you a lot of folk. But what did you do? You spit in my face. Ain't that the most? Have you ever loved something? You ever loved a woman? And if you're a woman, you ever loved a man? And if you're a father, a mother, you ever loved a child? And you give them everything you got, and they spit in your face? Imagine how y'all feels. I didn't give y'all everything. I didn't give y'all the best thing in the world. Y'all ain't never had to want for nothing. But y'all wanted idols. Y'all wanted to be like other nations. Y'all wanted to do y'all own thing. You didn't have no love for me. I'm the one stressed out for you. I'm the one hurt you when you were in misery. I'm the one brought you out of there. But all the love I give you, what you do? You spit in my face. Oh, he just an old God. We want something new. Let's make us something new. He just old-timey. Just like Yam Suk Arif and Cottrell. This old-timey stuff.
We want a God that can't defend himself, that gets stuck up on the cross.
A God that can't even see or speak. A God can't even do nothing for itself. A man-made God from the Roman Catholic Church, from Constantine, a Roman emperor. Your enemy's God. Come on. Come on now. Stop.
He had nothing to do with the creation of the heavens and the earth. He had nothing with doing the choice of choosing Abraham. He had nothing to do with bringing the children of Israel into the land of the enemies. He had nothing to do with that.
Amen, brother. Amen.
People serving him.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Because they don't study, Cottrell. And when you don't study, you don't know. And you're doing what you've been. What did I say yesterday? A fish don't realize it's born in toxic water.
Mm.
And it dies in the same toxic water. We've been born in a toxic system. And if we don't get some change or some get right, We're going to die in this toxic system, in this violent, anger-prone system, in this Western Hemisphere, where violence, they just violent. They write books about violence. They got movies about violence. Violence on the roof. Violence in the basement. I killed grandma on the chain. I shot daddy under the truck. I killed mama around the corner. I mean, everywhere you go, it's about violence.
You talking about children's video
games? Yeah. Oh, that's all it is, bro. Ain't nothing constructive about it. Just violence and anger. Out of control. And when they had relief, they again did what was evil in your sight. So you abandoned them to the power of their enemies, who subjugated them as we are today. Again, they cried. Did they cry? They cried to the Black Lives Matter movement. They cried to the gay rights movement. They cried to the voting folks. They cried. They just cried. They kept crying. They cried to everything except the right thing, brothers and sisters. They cried today everything except the right thing. You see the madness of our enemies? You see the madness of them? You see, they ain't some crazy folks, man. That's who you want to follow. They got the biggest crook out of New York and made him their leader.
Good thing they took his finger off the red button, bro.
Yeah. And still want him to lead them.
Yeah.
And you got some walking dead Negroes and Negresses wants to be part of that madness. I don't want to be part of none of that. You know what Young Soup wants to be? I want to be what we need to be, and what we need to be is what we was before we got here. America can't do nothing for me. America can't save me. But y'all can. Only y'all can. And y'all only can do what needs to be done for you. As I said, ain't no gay movement, ain't no feminist movement, ain't no Black Lives movement, ain't no voting rights movement going to get you anything. 402 years you've been praying for voting rights, and they've been shifting the deck on you. Every time you get something, they shift the deck on you. Don't you get it? If you don't get it, you don't see it, and you ain't meant to see it. Let me continue, Katria, in this prayer, and fellow students. They cried to you, and you in heaven heard and rescued them in your compassion time after time. Amen. You admonished them in order to turn them back. You whooped their behind. Like you whooping our behind that in order to do what? To turn us back to your teaching. But they acted presumptuously. They disobeyed your commandments. Sinned against your rules. By following which a man shall live. They're going to follow after men. Just like we do. We look for charismatic leaders. We look for voting blocks. We look for organizations. We don't look for Yah. That's our problem. We want a charismatic leader. They turned a defiant shoulder to you. They rolled their back at you, y'all, like we still do. Stiffened their neck and would not obey. You bore with them for many years, admonished them by your spirit through your prophets. But they would not hear you. They would not give ear. So you delivered them into the power of the people of the land, just like we delivered now. See, we think we can get out of this on our own. We think we can get a slingshot. We think we can get a rifle. We think we can get a tank. You're not going to get out of this situation with that. Ain't no man going to get you out of this situation like you are. Ain't no slingshot. You ain't King Dowd. Ain't no rifle where you can't make no bullets. When you run out, ain't no tank. Well, you can't make no weaponry. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. Start studying the word of Yah. and apply it to yourself. You walk around lying to yourself and each other. Oh, I can get myself out of this. No, you can't. How did our brothers and sisters get out there? Did a bow and arrow get them out of there? Did a spear get them out of there? Did a slingshot get them out of there? And it ain't going to get you out of here. You know the answer. Stop being defiant. Stop looking for some charismatic leader. Start looking for your leader, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And he only, universally speaking, going to get us back. You better believe it. And so he says in his prayer, you delivered them into the power of the people of the lands like we are now, universally speaking. Still in your great compassion. And you're still compassionate toward us, Yah. You did not make an end to them. All that they put it on those slave ships, in the hulls, in our feces, and urine, with death all around, with shipwrecks, and the sexual abuse going on with those sailors against us that had smallpox and syphilis. They didn't have no vaccine because you made it for them. They didn't need no vaccine because you made it for them. They're telling you right now. They're lying to you right now. You better take that vaccine. Do we need a vaccine then? They had smallpox and syphilis and so on and so forth. The Most High said, no, I took care of them just like I'm taking care of y'all. They said, you believe him. That if you submit to him, you don't need no vaccine. You need to connect with Yah. And he says in this prayer, still in your great compassion, you do not make an end to them as now as I speak, or abandon them as now as I speak. For you are gracious and a compassionate Elohim. See? He's still gracious and compassionate toward us. Stop crying to everybody else. Stop crying to Yah. I bet you see some solutions. I bet you see some answers. And now, our Elohim, great, mighty, and awesome Elohim, who stays faithful to his contract, do not treat lightly all the sufferings that has overtaken us, Yah, universally speaking, our kings, our officers, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all our, your people, from the time of the Assyrians to this very day as I speak in this Western hemisphere. Surely, you are in the right with respect to all that has come upon us. Surely, you are right for putting us in the situation that we find ourselves in as I speak. For you have acted faithfully. And we, all of us, ain't nobody clean among us, have been wicked. Our kings, our officers, our priests, and our fathers did not follow your teachings, and that's the problem. They did not listen to your commandments. Or to the warnings that they did not follow your teachings and did not listen to your commandments. Or to the warning, did not follow your teachings, did not listen to your commandments.
So... Or it's like they ignore
captivity. Now, say that again, my brother and friend.
For the people that keep saying that we did the law of Moses in captivity, they're not reading the history.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Because they ain't studied. See, we are lying to ourselves and to each other continually. Because we're still being defiant. We're still turn it and find shoulder to Yah.
And that's all it is.
That's all it is. They don't want to hear what Yah said, Cartrell, fellow students. Don't be like that. Stop being defiant.
They don't want to do what Ezra and Nehemiah did.
That's the problem.
Right? They don't want to do what Ezra and Nehemiah and the people that were with them did.
That's the problem.
They feel like, you already done that. No, we haven't done it as a nation. Not like them.
Oh, you going to tell Yah what you did? You are so impetuous. You're going to tell Yah, no, you're going to accept this like this, and I ain't going to do no more. I'm going to get me a gun, a slingshot, a bow and arrow, and I'm getting the hell out of here. Oh, no, player. It don't work that way. It didn't work that way, and it don't work that way. You got instructions. You need to stop following these instructions. Stop lying to yourselves and to each other. That's all you're doing. Still being defiant and presumptuous. And did not listen to your commandments or to the warnings that you gave them when they had their own kings and enjoyed the good that you lavished upon us. And the broad and rich land you put in our disposal. They would not serve you. They did not turn from their wicked deeds. Today, we are slaves, universally speaking. I don't care what country you from. We still slaves. They still own us. They still treat us any kind of way that they want to treat us. It ain't a damn thing we can do about it. Not under their laws, but we have a solution here. There is something we can do about it. We can do what Yah says, or we can follow their angle and keeping us subjugated by virtue of going through their voting rights, their organizations, and so on and so forth, thinking we're going to get relief. The relief we got is not from them. The relief we got is from Yah.
Yeah,
the only way we, yes, go ahead.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that, Cartrell?
It reminds me of Elijah the prophet. When he was battling the 400 other prophets of Baal.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes, Cartrell.
I'm not a prophet.
I'm just a spokesperson, but I feel that way sometimes.
How long have people been crying out to that Christian God?
Man, 402 years in county.
And
university.
He never provided us anything like what we're reading here, like a rich, lavish land. Nor did he deliver us when we cried out of our bondage.
Ain't gonna happen, Captain. They didn't burn them churches down and us up in there, okay?
Yeah, so
they
didn't burn, like the
prophets. They didn't burn them churches down with us up in there, okay?
Just like them prophets that was in that futile effort to get their God to do that offering. That's what's happening now. Our people is at that altar. Of the 400 prophets trying to get this fire burnt on
right.
the altar while
right.
Elijah standing by, watch them, taunting them, like, you should yell a little higher, you should cry a little more, you should cut yourself.
Yeah, maybe God sleep. Maybe he sleep up
y'all
there. Y'all that's cold-blooded, but it's true. Elijah said, hey, man, y'all need to speak up a little louder. Maybe God taking a nippity nap. Okay? He don't hear y'all. And man, they got buck wild in. They started cutting each other back and everything, showing a little blood. And I guess they got tired and wore out. Like some of y'all ought to be tired and wore out. Elijah just calmly went, got buckets of water, soaked up the altar, put water in the trench around it. I mean, just took his good old time. Raised his hand to the Most High, cried out, just like we need to be doing to answer our problems. For our solutions, what the Most High consumed everything, even the water in the trench. Come on now. That's some awesome power, praise Yah. See, we don't know how to operate within the confines of the plan. We try to make plans. Still defiant and presumptuous. We try to make our own arrangements. Man, y'all need to quit it. I'm going to finish this prayer because Cartrell got a finish up beautiful songs with y'all. Somebody shut my mouth. I'm going to finish this prayer, okay? Ain't that much longer. You put at their disposal, our disposal. They would not serve you and did not turn from their wicked deeds. Today, we are slaves. And the land that you gave our fathers to enjoy is fruits and bounty. Here, we are slaves on it. And we are slaves and we ain't even on it. On account of our sins and yields is abundant crop to the kings whom you have set over, which was the Persian king. and they rule over our bodies, our beast, as they please, and surely universally as I speak. The same thing applies. And we are in great distress, and you better believe it. Universally speaking, we are still in great distress. All praises to Yah. Hallelujah. All right, Cottrell. I'm done, my brother.
Yeah, my book, my chapter don't end like that.
It don't?
It has one more verse than mine.
Okay, read that verse for us, will you please?
He said to end it all, because of all this, we are entering into a binding covenant in written form, our leaders, our Levites, and our priests, and have affixed their names on the sealed document.
They put their name on it, huh?
That's what we're doing, right? The paperwork.
Yep. Yep.
You got to do the paperwork. And they were thorough in their paperwork, which is why they had a record of their genealogy and the families that came back and participated in the rebuilding of the temple and the wall.
Exactly.
Our ancient fathers were very thorough in their paperwork.
Exactly.
Very meticulous in detail, which is why we have chapters like this.
Exactly.
And this is one of the greatest chapters that we have because it coincides with everything that Imam Hadura always tells us that we need to be doing now.
Exactly.
And what she said we need to be doing now is what they did, and Yah showed them favor.
Exactly.
Again, this is the 24th day of the 7th month. We know they just came off Sukkot. They was happy. They was partying. And on the 8th day, they came back into the solemnness and the realization of their situation. So they gathered to repent to the Most High. First and foremost, they fasted. They wore sackcloth. They put dust on their head. They separated themselves from foreigners.
That's
our
solution.
People don't want to do that now.
That's
we're
going to
stay in Babylon because we got good job. We got pension. We got 401k. We got good health plan. We don't want to separate from the foreigners.
They don't want to go back to the land, brother. They got it good here. Some of them said they ain't never had it so good.
So they had to separate themselves from the foreigners to get their heads right, confess their sin, the sins of their father, and they stood up to confess it. They read, like we're reading now, only a couple of hours from 7 to 8. They read half the day, a quarter of the day, and then they fasted and prayed the rest of the day, the other half of the day. They humbled themselves and confessed. The Levites and the priests were in charge. They took the lead because these are the spiritual leaders of the nation. And they put together this prayer that we all should be saying to get out of this captivity. And what did they do? They laid out the resume of the Most High God, the true creator of the universe. They say, it was you who created the heavens. It was you who put everything in it. And everything in the heavens and in the earth worshiped you. You delivered us out of Egypt. You chose our father Abraham. So they're laying out Yah's resume, who the true living creator God is, the Father, not the Son, but the Father who created the heavens and the earth. And he's showing his resume. And Yah's affection is for this nation, the people that came from our father Abraham, the nation of Israel. When Israel cries out to Yah,
give them understanding. Give them understanding, brother.
Yes. So when the nation of Israel cries out, because we are in bondage, Yah hears us when we cry out to him. But we've been put in a fix where we're not crying out to him. We're crying out to the new golden calves that our enemies have given us, as Yom Suf has alluded to. So Yah keeps his word. That's why he's righteous. He's loyal. He's faithful. He's compassionate to us, even though we've been stumbling ever since Yah chose us. So we do have a chance, just like Ezra and Nehemiah, because this is the final warning. He warned them, and through his prophet, he has warned us. And what are we going to do with the words of his prophets? They actually killed his prophet. We could kill his prophet by ignoring them. And you're not really killing his prophet. You're killing yourself. So when you choose to ignore the prophets that Yah sent, which is the Old Testament that people don't really want to read and study, you're only doing damage to yourself. You're not doing damage to the prophet. You're only doing damage to yourself. So Yah will keep his word, and he's going to keep his word. We have to line our word up and our faithfulness and our dedication to him. Like in the end, because they realized that they were so far away from the Most High, they entered into a binding covenant and contract. And we're all obligated to do that. It's not really a choice, but they did it, you know, physically to show Yah that they weren't playing around. You got to take that physical action. Oh, well, my fathers did it, so I'm under that covenant. No, you in this generation, from generation to generation, have to do the same thing that these men and our people of our nation did at the same time. You have to apply the same thing.
Amen, brother. Amen. Praise Yah. Well, Cartrell, it's time for another lovely Psalms for the students. I believe it's Psalms 94.
Yes, sir. You're right on track.
You the elder, you got me about a month and a half. I hope you're saying yes, sir, to you. Yes, sir.
So, I want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. Take the opportunity to thank him for my life, life of my family. I pray for the soul of my sister, that he bless, rest, keep, restore her soul.
Amen.
And all of my family that is in that realm right now. She has a great company of family members there right now. So I pray that she's resting in peace with them. I pray for us who are in this struggle as a nation, that Yah will hear our cry, that he will hear our words, that he will hear our plea and move our hearts like he moved the heart of our people in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, to get a crystal clear understanding of what Yah is talking about. And we thank Yah for leaving his word so that we can get that if we immerse ourselves in the study of his word. And we have, I pray that he gives us the strength to apply his word so that we can see his salvation as he has promised. So once again, we give thanks for the wisdom that is in the book of Psalms, the book of songs, which our people are famous for. And unfortunately, we don't know the lyrics or the melody to this song, but we prefer understanding the wisdom of the lyrics because there's always a message in the music.
Amen.
So I don't know who the author of this psalm is. More than likely, it's the prophet Moshe. I'm assuming that. Don't take my word for it.
Right.
But I don't know what your book says. It doesn't give an author, does it?
It doesn't give an author.
All right. But the title of the book, the title of the song is Yah implore to avenge his people. And how apropos after we just read that prayer. Because Yah sees us under oppression, because he put us under oppression. Why? Because we hard-headed and stiff-necked and rebellious against his word.
Amen.
So, Yah's compassion keeps us alive, and he made an everlasting covenant that he's going to keep, and he's going to exact vengeance on those who oppress us. So, we know that saying that Yah says, vengeance is mine. And
amen.
This is a song that verifies that. Oh, Yah, Elohim of vengeance. Elohim of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render recompense to the proud. How long shall the wicked, O Yah? How long shall the wicked exalt? And that's what we see today, right? Where's righteousness? Exactly. It's through judgment. All we see is violence and bloodshed and leaders out for self.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what denomination, nation they come from.
Exactly.
They pour forth words. That's all we hear. They call it propaganda, social media.
Exactly.
They speak arrogantly. They can challenge your plague. Oh, we got the solution. We got the vaccination for the plague that the Most High. They've never taken time out to say a prayer or ask Yah for mercy to withdraw the plague that's upon the whole planet. But they speak arrogantly. Trust Dr. Fauci and CDC, scientists. We got it, you know, resolved.
What are they going to take a shot every month?
I'm wondering.
Yeah, they got it. Okay.
Become vaccine fiends.
Right.
They pour forth words and speak arrogantly. Yes, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the whole crew. All who do wickedness vaunt themselves. They crush your people, oh yeah. And what's the focus? On our people getting that vaccination, right?
Exactly. They really focus on us getting
that. They're trying to crush us, man. They're trying to crush Yah's people and afflict your heritage. And we feel the affliction, for sure. They slayed a widow and a stranger and murdered the orphans. We know that, right? That's fact.
Exactly.
They don't care if you old, young, child, this land.
Male or female.
Yeah. Male, female, young, old. Most I said it. They have no regard for the old. No show favor to the young. And murdering young orphans, they got that sex trafficking of young children.
Oh, yeah.
Murder.
Exactly.
And then you literally kill them. They have said, what do they say? Oh, Yah doesn't see. That's why it's an enterprise for them, and they're making billions. Nor does the Elohim of Yaakov pay heed. Their own words, they show you, they know that there is a God of Jacob and that we are his people. For them to say that, right? Where is this God of Jacob? Where is this God of the Old Testament? He must be dead. So that's where God is dead. So you specialist amongst the people who try to say that God is dead. And when will you understand, you stupid one? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who chastens the nation, will he not rebuke? Even he who teaches man knowledge, Yah knows the thoughts of men, that they are a mere breath. So we think our creator don't know. We think we can hide stuff from him, just like children. They think they could do stuff that their parents won't find out about. Come to find out, your parents are smarter than you think, right? Blessed is the man whom you chasten, oh Yah. Yeah, because we all need correction. And whom you teach out of your law. Yes. Ezra and Nehemiah and the people that were with them benefited from the teaching that they found out about. And we're trying to benefit as well. That you may grant him relief from the days of adversity until a pit is dug for the wicked. Yes. So in the meantime, between time, before that day of judgment, we need relief from the adversity. And we get it if you have spiritual peace of mind, understand Yah's plan. So when you are confronted with adversity, you know the solution. Put your prayers and your problems in Yah's hand. That's how you get relief from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. If that pit is being dug for the wicked, it's called Sheol. For Yah will not abandon his people, just like we just read in that prayer. All that we did, all the corruption, all the iniquities, all the sins, all the wickedness that we went through, Yah still did not abandon us. Up until this day, he's still with us. Nor will he forsake his inheritance. So that's not happening. No matter how corrupt we become, Yah is going to correct us and bring us back to the level that we want us on. For judgment can be righteous. That's what we're waiting for. You ain't going to get it from Congress. You ain't going to get it from the Senate, nor the President. You ain't going to get it from the Supreme Court. Real judgment is coming from Yah. And all the upright in heart will follow it. So if your heart is right, it's not perverse, it's not crooked, it's not corrupt, you're going to know the truth of Yah. Who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Yah's asking that question. Are you going to stand up against the evildoers? And we know that the elders at the United Nations of Israel is standing up against evildoers, trying to bring our people to conscious level, to let them understand and know that we are a nation, and we all need to stand up against evildoers. Who will take his stand for me against those who do wickedness? So you have to take a stand. You don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. And the best stand to take is for Yah. So we're taking a stand for Yah. And we're taking a stand against evildoers. So you could call us dinosaurs and whatever you want to call us, old Negroes, whatever. But
right.
We're standing up for Yah. We're standing with Yah against those who do evil and wickedness. If Yah had not been my help, my soul would soon have dwelt in the abode of his violence. You know that where that's at. So Yah, yeah. Like I said, all your problems, all your trouble, all your adversity, you just turn to Yah, like King David, and Yah will deliver you from all your troubles. If I would say my foot has slipped, your loving kindness, oh Yah, would hold me up. So you can slip, you can make mistakes, but the fact that Yah loves his servants that are devoted to him, he will always rescue them from their problems. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. And the only way you can be consoled by Yah is by reading what he has to say. Not what men have to say, not what I have to say, not what Yom Suf has to say. You can only be consoled by the words of Yah. Can a throne of destruction be allied with you, one which devises mischief by decree? And that's most of the nation, nuclear bombs and talk of war and actions of war. They band themselves together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. And that's what we see worldwide. People taking advantage of other nations that don't have military might and robbing them of their resources by any means necessary. With the means to kill the people and take what they got, this is what's going on in the world, people. They band themselves together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But Yah has been my stronghold. And if Yah is not your stronghold yet, you need to find out how to make Yah your stronghold and my Elohim, the rock, my refuge. A stronghold and a refuge is what Yah needs to be to all of us. And that's not physical. It's not mental. That's all spiritual. He has brought back their wickedness upon them and will destroy them in their evil. What goes around, comes around, you reap what you sow. In so many words, because Yah will bring back your wickedness upon you, your wickedness, and your wickedness will destroy you if you're evil. Yah will destroy them. So you walk in the path of evil, you're wicked in your heart, and choose not to follow the ways of Yah, you're going to be destroyed. Simple as that. I don't know how much plain he can have made it, but it's fair warning. And if you don't heed that warning, that's on you.
Amen, brother. That's a beautiful song. And I hope listeners that you get some understanding from that. It was quite simple. Quite simple. Don't make everything hard. Take Yah at his word. Take the writer. As Cartier alluded to, Mose, we don't know whether the Kohotite, whether the King Dawood, we don't know whether Asaph singer, we don't know. But whoever wrote it, he wrote a hit, a number one hit. He wrote that song, okay? So apply that number one hit to your life, okay? And don't think wicked folk, because you see them getting away, they got away. You can run, but you can't hide. Don't think they got away because like Donald Trump got it going on. Don't think he can get away. He ain't got away, and he won't get away. It's true. Well, Cartrell and I, we gave our praises and thanksgiving to Yah. And anybody else want to hit one on your mic, just you want to say thanks to Yah for whatever he did, whatever you hope he do, you want to pray for the nations, or whatever you want to do, you want to give some thanks to Yah, by all means, give thanks to Yah. If you want to, okay, well, Abby Yah from New York City, I see you, Mike Hart. May the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Shalom, Abby Yah. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, brothers, and may the Most High bless you. Yes, I just want to say all praises and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, as we've gone through these scriptures, I've truly been going through something last week when we was, well, no, that was on the 6th, when we were on Nehemiah 7 and you did Psalms 92.
Right.
You know Psalms 92, as many times I read it, it hit me so hard that
right.
After the school closed down, all I know is tears just started flowing down my eyes, just dripping and dripping. And I just started saying praise Yah because I started remembering all that I've been through, all that I have done during my lifetime, and how Yah has had so much mercy and love for me and gave me so much protection and brought me through this. But I cried and I cried. I couldn't stop. And then afterwards, when it finally did stop, and I praised Yah, after that, I just felt like I was like as light as a feather, that everything had been removed from me, all my worries, all my stress, everything. And I've been feeling peaceful all the time, but this was like something very extra. It just made me, my whole being seemed at ease, and all I could do was praise Yah. You know, now another thing, ever since I've been on the study, on this show with the study. It's like I took y'all for granted, just waking up. I didn't think about how I used to be, how I used to say, well, thank you, Jesus. And now that I'm over that Jesus stuff. I keep telling y'all that was always a blockage for me. But now I wake up in the morning, I hear the birds. I said, thank you, y'all, for letting me hear. It was time before I couldn't stand hearing them birds. I wanted to throw some of the time if I could catch one and I would squeeze it. But everything on earth, I praise y'all for. I praise y'all for my friends, everybody. I just pray and pray and pray and will continue to do so. And I keep asking y'all to bless us all with his love, mercy, and protection. And
amen.
You brothers, make sure you have a safe weekend out there. I know y'all's with us. So I just wanted to say that and say shalom.
Shalom, Abia. May the Most High bless you.
Thanks. Shalom, Abia. Love you.
Love you too, brothers.
Love you, Abia.
Love you too. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. All right, Katriel. All praises to Yah. You know, Abia tickled me when she said a long time ago she didn't want to hear the birds singing. And now she enjoys the blessings of those birds from the Most High. And that's a blessing. And it's a blessing to study Yah's word and to get some understanding. It's an enlightenment. You know, it helps you when you make mistakes, as Katri alluded to, when you slip and make mistakes. It helps you want to get right very quick. You can't procrastinate. You know, what does it say in Proverbs? A wise man falls seven times and get up, and a fool falls into mischief, can't get up out of his mess or her mess. So just make sure you got the right heart and right spirit. Well, Cartrell, brother, it's time to get out of here. Fellow students, may the Most High bless you too. May he direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It is not cute, and it ain't working for you. It hadn't been working for you. As a matter of fact, it's working on you. It's true. And Cartrell and I, we recommend after every study session that you try to get a right heart and a right spirit. And that spirit would look something contrite before the Most High, something humble before the Most High, and something that's steadfast for us the Most High is concerned. And that heart would love the Most High with all that heart, all that mind, all that soul, and all that strength, your brothers and sisters as yourself, meaning that you must love yourself in order to love your brothers and sisters. And that thirst after righteousness, just like our founding fathers did in Nehemiah. They came back on the 24th of that very month. They wanted to hear Yah's word again. And we're grateful, Cartrell and I, that you come study it with us. We're not your leaders. We're just students, all of us students together. We're just elders and students, and we all study the Most High Word together, and we all try to apply it together. And so, Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks to say to the students?
Sister Abby, I said she wanted to throw rocks at them birds. Them birds wasn't doing nothing but giving praise to the Most High.
That's why I laugh. Abia, you wrong for that. Let me bring her back on. But she learned that. She learned that. She gave me thought at them birds. Them birds again praise to y'all. Abia, that's why I laughed at you. I said, Abia, you about to be shaming yourself.
I understand. I had to laugh too. But you know what? See, but that's okay though, because those were the days back when I was staying intoxicated, drinking.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to hear nothing about no birds singing. I didn't want no kind of noise. I'm trying to get over a hangover. See, y'all brought me through that. Y'all brought me through that. That's another blessing. Like I said, he brought me through so much. And that's why I have never touched another drink, because I had promised. I say, y'all, if you ever stop me from drinking, please help me stop. I will never touch another drink. And so far I've been blessed by Yah. I have not touched one. I don't care what y'all, anybody
Amen.
Else drink, but
Amen.
I will not do it. That was my gift from Yah to me, and I will not throw it back.
Amen. Amen, Abiyah. Praise
Yah.
Yeah. And thank and bless the holy name of Yah that you can let them little birds give their praise too, okay?
Yes, I see them now. I think I see them too. When they come to my window, I put a little bowl of bird seed out there if I got any left. The seeds I buy, put it right out there for them.
Yeah, and you can get rid of your slingshot. Praise Yah.
That's right. Like I said, if it would have been a time back then, if I could have had caught one of them in my hand, I would have plopped. Did they look like you did a chicken?
Hey, you're
like
so
I
beautiful.
Said, I think y'all brought me a long way, and he's still taking me on this journey.
You and each of us, Abiyah, praise y'all for that. Because he took Yom Suf Arif out of bad spots many occasions. And even when I didn't know him, like I know him, I tell people I was a bad guy. You know, and I relished being a bad guy. I liked it. Why are you bad? Because that's what I wanted to do. I was like these young folks right here now. And I can understand them. Because I didn't understand y'all. I didn't understand that you're supposed to love your folks. You're not supposed to shoot at them and jump on them and take anything. I didn't know no better. But Yah understood, knew me, as he knew each of us from our mother's womb, even before we enter our mother's womb. And and I want to thank Yah for that. And even when I slip and get my raggedy behind back up, you know, he sees
and I bet everybody else thanks Yah for that too, for making you a better person.
Well, I'm pretty sure they thank. because I've been in them four-star bars, you know, four-stars with bars. And like I said, but you know, the beautiful thing about that, even when I was a crash dummy, and I like to call myself that, I still maintain good work habits. You know, I'd do something bad or do something wrong, and they would leave. I'd work 4, 5, 6, 8 years. They'd go back to being a crash dummy. And so I thank Yah for the opportunity to get it right, to be right, to treat people right, and so on and so forth. And bless his holy name for the opportunity for that.
Hallelujah.
Well, Abiyah.
So people can change.
What's that, Cartrell?
I said people can change.
Yeah, they can. All of us can. All of us can change. There's nobody that's a throwaway unless you want to throw yourself away. So people have ample opportunity to change. The Most High allows opportunity for people to change. And if you have allowed an opportunity, take it for advantage. Take an ex-fool's advice, okay? Yom Suf was an
ex-fool. All the chances he's still giving us a chance to change.
Amen.
The opportunity is there. His love, mercy, and protection is there. And he's still waiting on us.
Ain't nobody perfect, Abiyah. I said we all dirty out here. Now, remember, King Dawood, he knew that. King Dawood always said, you know, he always prayed for you. Every time you turn around, he's talking about forgive me. He said, my iniquities are numerous as the hairs on my head. That's a lot of iniquities.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to believe that you're dirty, man. If you think you're something special, you're only lying to yourself, okay?
I know that. Because I know he still works with me. He's still working with a lot of us, just like you said.
No, so you best be praying for your iniquities every day, your shortcomings.
My prayer and praising Yah has become very natural to me, just like breathing. I can walk just gracefully. Praise Yah. Thank you, Yah. And people look at me. I could care less. It's just like a natural, just the way I'm breathing and talking. It just comes out natural. When I feel it, I just let it flow.
Well, you know, Abiyah, I feel like when I'm disconnected from Yah. If I did something wrong, I feel sort of unbalanced. I don't feel on balance. I feel off balance. Mm-hmm. And so when I connect with Yah, I feel more infused with his strength. I feel like I'm more balanced. So I try to keep that balance. And when I do, I don't try to hurt people. I don't try to mistreat people because we can't do that. I don't try to talk about brothers and sisters, talk behind their backs or something because we can't do that. So, you know, I don't try to put them down. I try to put down what they're doing, but I don't try to personally attack a brother or sister. And I definitely don't do it before my enemies. I don't chastise my brothers and sisters before our enemies. If I got something to say to a brother and sister, I say it to a brother and sister. But I don't try, like they do on Foosbook, you know. Cussing and fussing and caring. Oh, man, what is you doing, dog? No, I don't do that.
Nah. I don't do that either. I'll cut a person off quick when you keep talking too much about somebody else because I feel like you're talking about them like that. As soon as I turn my head, you're going to do the same thing. I don't have time for that foolishness. If you can't help me, if you can't help me to strengthen my route, my pathway to you, I don't need you putting no words or kindness about somebody else. Because like you said from the beginning, none of us are perfect. But there's no sense of talking about one each other. And then on Facebook, I think it was yesterday or today, I don't be on too much, I've been busy. But somebody said something about God or something. So I just said, no, I only serve one God, and that's Yahweh. And he was saying all the idols are gods. I said, well, all them idols might be your gods, but they're not mine. I only have one. They kept on. I kept getting notifications about some fool saying this or some saying something else. So I just disconnected that. That's it right there. I'm not dealing with people
Most have to tell you what to do with a fool. Cut them off. Don't sit there arguing with no fool. Why waste your time? I mean, it says in the Proverbs all the time. By cutting the fool off, you know. So, you know, you don't sit there arguing with fool.
The only reason I said what I had to say is because I was not going to deny my God.
Right.
Me putting out there that he's my God. Yahweh is my, I follow Yah. Yah is the only God as far as I'm concerned. Now, when they want to carry on with that rest of the mess, that's when I cut it off.
Well, Abia, I would have said, just like you, I would say my praises to the Most High God, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And and if they kept on, I'd have sent them to Fool's Paradise, okay?
That's
a place off my page, okay? Because I don't have time for that nonsense, okay?
That's right.
I don't get out like that.
That's right.
All right, then, Abia. May the Most High bless you and keep them birds safe.
I sure will. Good long, brother, the best country. Hope everything is coming along great for you. I know it takes time, but I wish you and the family and y'all keep blessing y'all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My family's pretty strong.
That's it. I know they are. Strong, yeah.
That's
crazy. Kadriel, I'm going to concur with Avia on that. May the Most High bless you and your family. Under these trying times, I've been there quite recently, a loss of a sister like you lost your sister, and that he give you, he strength and infuse your family with strength and direction, and knowing that she is in Abraham's bosom, so to speak, you know, she all right. She better off than we are. You know, we think just because we breathe in air, we all right. So she a whole lot better off than what we are. So she's the trailblazer for getting away from here. And just like my sister, was a trailblazer getting away from here, so she'll be all right. We love you, brother. Stay up.
You know, I already know.
What's that, Kadriel?
I said, you know, I already know.
You already know. All right. And we know you love us too, brother, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you, fellow students. May the Most High bless y'all. We love you. Shalom and good night.